The Record is spinning here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. The July 4th weekend is upon us. Maybe you've got something outdoorsy on tap, or maybe you're staying in town for the holiday. If that's the case, you might want to check out Seattle Art Museum's Olympic Sculpture Park. It's a free outdoor park on Elliott Bay, just north of downtown. I went down there a couple of weeks ago to meet SAM director Kimberly Rorschach. I found her leaning against a metal railing near the waterfront.
Well, so it's fun to, like, hear people go by and talk about
Are you eavesdropping? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I just was.
Specifically, Rorschach was watching people react to the park's newest sculpture. It's called Echo by the Spanish artist Jaume Plensa.
It's a giant head. It's 45 feet tall. It's actually of a girl, and it looks like it's made of marble, although it's actually made of fiberglass coated with marble dust. And the image seems to be a little bit distorted, kind of elongated. It's sort of eerie and mysterious and yet majestic. And she's here in the park, but right on the edge of the bay, near the water, looking out to sea, looking out toward the Olympic Range and Mount Olympus. And her title is Echo, referring back to the nymph of Greek mythology. Who got in trouble with Zeus and Hera and was, you know, relegated to only hearing the echo of her own voice. So it's a fitting setting in that regard.
Now, this is a sculpture that came to you not in exactly the way that the other sculptures have come to the park, I think.
Well, it was offered to us as a gift from one of our trustees, Barney Ebsworth. He had seen it in New York. It was displayed in Madison Square Park and just loved it and said, I've got to get this. But it was too large to put, you know, at his own home. And he asked us if we'd like to receive it as a gift and install it here at the park. And it was one of the first questions that came across my desk, so to speak, when I came here well over a year ago.
It's really huge. So the idea that someone would say, gosh, I saw this and it's so fantastic and I'm going to buy it. It truly is a piece that's for a public space. This was never intended to be in somebody's backyard.
I don't think so. It belongs in a public space. And again, I think Barney recognized that pretty quickly and was thrilled to offer it and thrilled that it, you know, that it was going to work for us. And we looked at various places. We thought at one point up on the bridge it would be fun to have it higher, and the artist was interested in that, but it's too heavy and that was not going to be possible. And so, you know, they're engineering questions that one has to answer when installing a sculpture of this magnitude, but we thought the spot would be terrific and it proved that it would work. And so this is what we were able to do, and we just think it's fantastic.
I've seen photographs of it being installed, and it was put together like a layer cake.
Almost, yeah. Yeah, just in sections. And, you know, it took months to do the installation, the superstructure and the structure and all the engineering. But then once they started putting the pieces on, it took 2 days.
It's been 7 years that we've had this park. And in that time, we haven't seen a lot of new art. There's been some temporary work, but it really isn't something where tons of new sculptures are being added. So what are the criteria that you use besides that, gosh, I know this artist's work and it's fantastic?
Well, this was a bit of a special case. It came in the way that I described and just seemed too great an opportunity to pass up. And we are planning for the future. We have a kind of master plan. We have some sculptures that we know are coming to us as gifts that we need to reserve spots for. For all those reasons, we have to be thoughtful about what we add.
What do the taxpayers, what are we kicking in for it?
You're kicking in nothing. I mean, of course, when someone makes a charitable gift, they receive a tax deduction for a portion of that. But no, this park was created and is maintained by the Seattle Art Museum. I mean, all the maintenance, all the security, all the upkeep, all the art. It's a private endeavor that we are delighted to share with the city.
I remember when this place opened, there was a conversation about how many parks like this existed, and it seemed that this is not something so usual. In fact, it's unusual and rare.
Yes. I mean, there are wonderful sculpture gardens and parks and other places. There's one on the Mall that the National Gallery maintains. There's the wonderful Nasher Sculpture Center in Dallas and the sculpture park there that they maintain, which is private. Other museums, the Walker Arts Center in Minneapolis, so on and so forth. So we're not the only one. But what I think is unique about this park and so wonderful is the way it's open to the city, to the water, to the landscape. You know, it's not locked away behind a wall. It is open to what's around it. I mean, we do close late at night. We have security at all times, but we're truly open. We're free. There's no admission paid to come in here. And so I think in that way, we're rather rare.
You've been here not quite 2 years?
Correct.
How do you feel when you're down? I mean, you and I, we can smell the salt air, and you were kind of eavesdropping on people. But how do you feel when you come down here?
Well, I'm kind of awestruck. I mean, I really had nothing to do with this, and now I'm honored to sort of be in charge of it and to try to steward it for the next little while, to preserve it, to develop it in the right way, to see, you know, to help people enjoy it. I mean, I think it doesn't require me to have people coming here and to animate it and all the great things that we do here, but I'm very proud to be associated with it. Part of me also says, well, but, you know, Olympic Sculpture Park, art, fresh air, out in the open. You know, maybe you're not in the mood to go to a museum and be indoors, but hey, we have this wonderful park that even if you're not in the museum mood, you're going to be out in nature, you're going to be walking around, and you'll still be seeing great art.
Well, it strikes me that a lot of people inadvertently see great art because this is the next park down and the park after that, they are all connected, and downtown is connected. And this is a thoroughfare as much as it is a destination.
Which is great. I mean, we're just part of people's lives. They ride their bikes down here. They walk their dogs down here. We'll connect up to the waterfront development eventually. And I think I've heard from some people involved with that this park really provided at least a significant part of the inspiration for that development. And we have this great asset. Let's develop it so that people can enjoy it. But no, we love being part of the fabric of everyday life. That's what it's all about.
So this is this monumental, people really, you have to see it to believe it. It doesn't look anything like the pictures, oddly. Yeah. But this is not the only new work that has been installed in the sculpture park.
Well, we do have for the summer. We have a great work by Trimpin. It's up on the terrace. I haven't even experienced it myself, but of course he's a wonderful internationally known artist, but who happens to live here in Seattle, who works with sound. And he's installed these crazy red sort of headphones, and you go up and sit down and position yourself, and then you can hear these sound compositions that he has made. So that's going to be a wonderful piece for the summer.
Yeah, so we are on the verge of summer, and if you think you've seen it all, you haven't.
Right. There are lots of great activities here, summer at Sam, summer in the park, but you have got to see Plensa's Echo. Words cannot describe it.
That's Seattle Art Museum Director Kimberly Rorschach. The museum's Olympic Sculpture Park on Elliott Bay is free and open to the public every day of the year, from 30 minutes before sunrise to 30 minutes after the sun sets. And given that the park faces west, it's a pretty good place to catch the sunset.